You're listening to SBS News.
First ship carrying Ukrainian grain since the Russian invasion started has reached Turkey before delivering 26,000 tons of maize to Lebanon. The ship will be inspected in Istanbul by Russian and Ukrainian officials as part of a UN-backed deal brokered with the help of Turkey. The deal strives to ease global food shortages by reopening Ukrainian grain exports. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says more exports must follow.
Today, the first ship with Ukrainian grain arrived at the Bosphorus. A way through a special corridor in the Black Sea was agreed to unblock our ports. Our goal now is to make such transportation regular, so that when one ship leaves the dock, there should be other ships, both those that are being loaded and those that are approaching the port. Continuity and regularity are necessary principles all consumers of our agricultural products need.
Mr. Zelensky also thanked the United States for supplying Ukraine with new weapons.
The word HIMARS has become almost synonymous with the word justice for our country, and the Ukrainian defenders will do everything to ensure that the occupiers feel more and more painful losses every week, thanks to these very effective systems. Yes, indeed, we cannot still completely break the superiority of the Russian army in artillery and manpower, and this is very strongly felt in the battles, especially in the Donbass, Pisky, Adivka, and other areas. It is simply hell there. It cannot even be described in words.
Meanwhile, Ukrainian residents in Donetsk are evacuating the region after an order from Mr. Zelensky for all remaining citizens to leave. Authorities are preparing for the cold months of autumn and winter, when they fear many of the roughly 350,000 residents still inside Donetsk may not have access to heating, electricity, or clean water. Valentina Abramanivska, an 87-year-old Kramatorsk resident, is being evacuated by volunteers.
I've prepared enough wood to heat the stove in winter, so I don't care about heating. I do care about rockets flying from the sky.
She says the war is taking a toll on her mental health.
Everything is shaking inside me. I can't calm down. I was alone all day yesterday and today. I can go crazy.
Meanwhile, in Moscow, Russia's Supreme Court has designated the Azov Regiment as a terrorist organization, meaning captured members could face longer and harsher sentencing. The Kremlin has largely justified the invasion of Ukraine on its denazification narrative, which is being condemned as propaganda by Ukraine, the US, and many other Western countries. Russia has also accused the United States of being directly involved in the war by accusing US intelligence of supplying targeted information to Kyiv. Tom Kennedy, SBS News.